Press Review on Radio Yulmi.
Good morning, Yulmini. It's 9:40 on October 8th, and you're listening to Radio Yulm. I'm Sabrina Giorgi, and Benedetta is at direction. Thank you, Benedetta. And thank you all for joining me on this Press Review. Let's go through some of the most important news of the day. Our main concepts today are Trevi Fountain, US election, Bank Italia, and the Middle East, of course, because it's 1 year anniversary since the Hamas attack on the October 7th in 2023. Agile work against the immigration of the young is the title of the main article in Il Messaggero, and also promise that the Premier Giorgia Meloni does for the new hired. The goal is to maintain working places in the north as to increment smart working as well. Despite this, Il Manifesto opens Bank Italia a risky measure, describing the move as a sacrifice for everyone since the government cannot overtake the spending limit. So it will block investments in other fields for the next 7 years, for example, the social entity, education, health, and so on. Remember to contact us on the 331-1438923 to send a voice message or text us. This is Radio Yulm, and I'll come back later. Stay tuned. Let's continue with the US election. Elon Musk offers $47 each person to gain votes for Trump. The article in Mondo talks clear about his operation in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina, with the goal to collect 1 million of signatures. His mother also said that there is no need to register themselves during the election. We just need to fake identity to at least 10 times to increment votes. This is not democracy. Meanwhile, in Rome, are continuing the project to limit visits to the Trevi Fountain. They are trying to build a catwalk to prevent overcrowding as 30,000 tourists come every day. However, approximately 1.6 coins are collected daily, according to Il Messaggero. The earning will definitely drop, but the jubilee is coming, so lots of people from all over the world are expecting at our capital. The pain will never leave. Israel marks 1 year since Hamas attack is in the first page of The Guardian, which I'm going to talk deeply about it after the song. Stay tuned. Imagine all the people Imagine, John Lennon. Before the song, I left you with a huge concept, which is the year later after the Hamas attack on October 7, 2023, where nearly 400 young Israelis were massacred at the site of Nova Music Festival. We remember also that other than Israelis, there were also other people from all over the world that were massacred as well. Go back to the most important concept of the day, so we can together remember what I was talking about early. I talk about the Trevi Fountain and its project to build a catwalk to prevent overcrowding. U.S. election with Elon Musk that tries to volunteering to gain election and votes for Trump. And then there's the Bank Italia, which is the new introduction by Giorgia Meloni, our premier. There is a positive intervent and also a negative for others. And then there's the Middle East, where a year later, on the anniversary of the Hamas attack, Hamas launches rockets on Israel on the Day of the Remembrance, while Israel attacks Lebanon. Meloni goes, Israeli has the right to defend itself, but respecting the human rights, she said that, on the reunion in Rome on the 7 October 2024, where the huge leaders of the right reunited to remember this day that happened 1 year ago. However, there were lots of people that didn't came. For example, Schlein and Conte asking, like, increasing question mark from all over the people. And this is what's Il Tempo said with guess who is missing in this first place. Also, on October 7th, Milano organized an important day for the Hebraic community, as well as he organized a moment to reunion and reflection on what happened a year ago, and lots of people participate also, like other religions. And Libero, also the journal, with Daniele Capezzone and Pietro Sanaldi, gave a contribution with a testimonial of their faith. Schlein, as I said, Schlein, Conte, and AVS were missing, but Meloni insisted on the right of Israeli to actually defend itself, but on the limit of the social justice. The Rabbin Disegni said thanks to the executive that protect us with every moves, and he was talking about something on the top. The Daily Telegraph said it's truly sickening, as the title of its first place, with pro-Palestine rally told to celebrate October 7. This happened in Sydney's Lake Mamba Mosque, which was yesterday as a day of celebration, labeled as truly sickening by the federal coalition. In the city east, thousands of Jewish residents gathered to mourn, making 1 year since the Hamas atrocities in Israel. And this is Daily Telegraph. Rocket on the Day of Remembrance, as I said, Hamas launches them while Israel attacked Lebanon. Hamas does it, asking, and Netanyahu convoked a reunion of security while the aviation is launching raids on Lebanon. The pain will never leave. Israel marks 1 year since Hamas attack. This is the title that I said earlier before the song. This is from The Guardian, and the nation remembers the victim of brutal assault on October 7th. Just days before relatives gather here, Israel sent tanks back across the border into northern Gaza for the first time in months and distributed leaflets telling the remaining population, estimated in the hundreds of thousands, to evacuate to the south of territory to avoid being caught up in a new phase of war. This is all for today. I'm Sabrina Giorgi and I'll come back next Tuesday.
Radio U.
Your way to play.
Radio U, this was Press Review. Contact us on 331-1438923. And I'll see you next Tuesday with a new Press Review and new articles from all over the world.
Press Review on Radio U.